Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
Imagine this. You are an undergraduate student from China studying in the United States. No, you are not in big cities like New York or Los Angeles. You are in Kansas. Yes, deep in the Midwest, the center of America.
Kansas is like kind of like middle of nowhere.
And you know, it's your first time away from home. You're homesick and you miss Chinese food.
And there's no way you can access, you know, Asian product, you know, even you know, Chinese restaurants there.
So you drive for 2 hours to get to the nearest Asian supermarket just to buy some chili sauce or noodles that can satisfy your cravings.
For me, it's kind of crazy, you know, drive 2 hours just to get chili sauce or rice, you know, every week.
That was in 2013. There was plenty of e-commerce available. You could probably find something similar to what you want on Amazon or eBay, but prices were much higher and delivery took a while. On the other hand, Chinese e-commerce firms like Alibaba and JD.com were booming in China. At the time, however, many of these merchants did not ship internationally.
For Amazon, you know, they tried to focus on the mainstream Americans, you know, and for JD or Alibaba, you know, China and the Asian market is a huge market. But, you know, nobody focuses on this, you know, vertical space, e-commerce for Asian communities in North America. So this is a big market, but left behind. That's how I started this company.
That's Alex Zhou. After graduating from Kansas State University, he went on to build YummyBuy, now the largest e-commerce platform in North America selling Asian products. Today on Inside China Tech, Alex talks to us about how he discovered this untapped market in the US and built a $100 million business in a seemingly niche market.
From South China Morning Post, this is Inside China Tech. Insights into what matters.
Come work for us because we are 996.
Are you okay?
大家好，我是洛天一。
I started Alibaba 1999 in my apartment.
What's your problem? Speed and data, and that's where China comes in.
Here's your host, Zen Su.
If you're an Asian who lives in America, you probably have heard of or used YummyBuy. It's a website that sells everything from Chinese instant noodles to Korean and Japanese makeup.
Spicy chicken noodles, but this is the cheese flavor. So this is from YummyBuy, and YummyBuy is
an online store for Asian food. Surprisingly, they're super affordable. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Okay.
Nowadays, YummyBuy has more than 800,000 users and sees double-digit growth every year. Whenever Alex introduces himself in public as the CEO of YummyBuy, he feels like a celebrity.
I'm actually extremely popular in the Chinese students community in the United States. There's a story, you know, a couple months ago, me and Hans Tong is our investor from GGV
Capital,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, Hans is very, very famous.
So Hans Tong of GGV Capital is a very well-known venture capitalist, both in the US and China. And when Alex was sharing a panel with Hans earlier this year at the Harvard College China Forum.
So, you know, we asked a question, you know, how many people know who is Hans in this room? There's like a handful of people. And they asked like, you know, who is a YummyBuy customer in this room? Almost everybody.
So more people know Yummy Bai than they know who Hans Tong is from GGV's capital.
You know, our customer actually gave me a lot of like a nickname, like Lao Gan Die, because simply because we sell a lot of like Lao Gan Ma on Apple Pebble.
So they're very grateful to you, essentially. They're like, thank you so much for starting this business.
Yes, yes.
This took years to achieve. In the beginning, no sales managers in wholesale companies would even open an account for Alex because his order volumes were so small that they didn't think the cost of managing his account would be worth it.
You know, at the beginning, nobody bought your story. You know, it's just like, okay, no way you can survive. Just open an e-commerce for Asian peoples.
Alex was a fresh graduate when he started the company. Without any know-how or contacts, he spent months skulking around local supermarkets, taking pictures, making notes of the product selections, and even lurking around the back of the stores just to see who the suppliers were.
I even stand, you know, behind the supermarket, you know, to see all the delivery truck coming and go, and I try to remember all the name of the delivery company's name, and go back home and Google them and find the address or phone. You know, visit the company without any appointment.
Gradually, his perseverance paid off. Alex managed to purchase 200 types of snacks from wholesalers and outsourced the building of his e-commerce site to some engineers in China.
The first version of a website, you know, is really bad. I'll say it's really, really bad. You know, we only have the PC. Mm-hmm. We don't have mobile site. We don't have app. And so, you know, when we launched this website, you know, we find out, you know, okay, we can actually charge money from customer, but this, you know, China team forgot to build the refund function. So there's no way we can refund money to customer.
Yep, they forgot the refund button. In the US, being able to return your item and get a refund is an important part of online shopping. So forgetting the refund button was a disaster for Alex.
I actually didn't know this until the first time I had to refund money for our customers. Then I realized, okay, oh my God, I don't have this function, you know, on my website. So I actually put the money in an envelope and mail it to my customer. But you know, later on, I found out it's not really actually legal.
Yeah, I don't think you can send cash.
Yes. So I didn't know that.
Alex was literally learning on the fly. He memorized the locations of all 200 products in the warehouse and packed all of the orders on his own until he hired his first employee.
And I know, oh my God, I have to have a location number because, you know, not everybody gonna remember all this product where I put them, so I have to give them a location number. Then we start have a location number, and then, you know, at the very beginning we just print out all the, you know, the customer orders, use a pencil and a paper to just, you know, mark all the orders and go pick them. And, you know, when you receive thousands of orders every day, you need to have a system, not just pencil and paper, right? You have to have a warehouse management system, you know, order management system, all these systems. So you know, you're actually growing not on the just on the, you know, warehouse size, also on the, you know, how you're gonna handle this and your technology as well.
Luckily for Alex, Yummy Bai grew extremely fast. They sold $1.7 million worth of goods in the first year, and this jumped over 6 times to $11 million the following year. Because of the rapid growth in the beginning, Alex had to move the warehouse 2 times in a year and eventually expanded from 2,000 square feet to 100,000 square feet. But perhaps the most surprising trend is that while Chinese customers remained the largest demographic for Yummy Bai, there was also a steady growth in non-Asian buyers.
It's going to get bigger and bigger because, you know, Asian culture start having a huge influence on the mainstream culture. By culture, I mean pop culture. You know, K-pop, Japanese manga, they're a big deal. A couple months ago, there was a Korean boy band called BTS. They have a concert in Los Angeles. You go to that concert, you'll surprise, you know, about 60 to 70% of the audience are non-Asian. right?
Not Asian.
So, you know, yes, non-Asian, 60 to 70, wow. At least 60 to 70% crazy about a Korean boy band. You know, this is something big happening in the United States. So, you know, we always have this idea, you know, when certain cultures that have a huge influence, the product behind the culture is going to have an attraction in this market as well.
Alex said the reverse had happened in China when he was a kid.
When I grew up in China, you know, Western culture have a huge influence in China. You know, I watch Hollywood movie, I watch NBA game, so Nike shoes, you know, Ray-Ban sunglasses, that's all the things I want, right? Mm-hmm. This is an example, you know, how culture, you know, have a huge influence, then, you know, influence on the consumer side.
Mm.
I think the reverse process is happening in the United States and in the Western country as well.
But unlike the Chinese shoppers, who already know what they want, the mainstream American customers need a little bit of an introduction.
Now, for this kind of customer, for them, the key word is more on, you know, experience and exploring the new product, right?
Mm.
So this is not something they get used to. This is something new for them. And so you have to leverage, you know, you work with the social network like YouTube, you know, Pinterest. So work with, for example, influencer on YouTube who you know, teach how to do Asian makeup.
Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. Today's video is gonna be a kind of different one. I'm gonna be attempting to do Japanese makeup. This video is sponsored by Yummybuy. They let me choose whatever products.
These are really, really organic and a natural way to acquire a customer. So there's different strategy on the Asian customer and the non-Asian customer.
On top of that, Alex said their website was also designed completely differently from Amazon's.
Amazon is really, really focused on the search. So everything is by search, right? Or recommendation from page. But if you go to Alibaba or JD.com in China, everything is loaded on the front page. So it's really, really busy. And you have a lot of selections in one page. So there's a lot of difference between the taste of the two different customers.
Alex initially thought their biggest market would be Asian students living in the Midwest, who would face the same problems that he did. But it turned out that most of their customers are in big cities like New York or Los Angeles. Alex attributes this to the lack of physical boundaries in online shopping.
You know, decent size of Asian supermarket, you know, for non-perishable product, they only carry 2,000 at top, you know, 2,000 SKUs, 2,000 product. But for e-commerce, you know, we don't actually have a physical limit. So, you know, for right now, you know, we carry over 10,000 on our cell phone inventory and over 40,000 SKUs on marketplace. So total is like over 50,000 different products. So we have better selections than the local market. Basically, you can find most, you know, the Asian product you want here, no matter it's food, it's snack, cosmetics, beauty product, personal care, mom and baby, basically everything.
But Yummybuy is also facing a big challenge in the midst of the US-China trade war and tightening immigration policies. International students are finding it harder to find jobs in the US. And in some cases, Chinese students are also finding it difficult to even get student visas to study in the US. This means that the number of customers that Yummybuy has could shrink.
We have to increase some of the price of the product. And also, it's harder and harder to get a product from China as well, due to the tariff, you know, increase. And just try to find the different vendors, and also, you know, navigate your customer to other product. This product category is something the customer need every day. So, you know, it's still, you know, it's all on the customer side.
So essentially a lot of stuff that people are buying, like in terms of food, or like it's considered kind of is like a necessity for them. It's very
yeah,
price inelastic. So they're still willing to pay, I guess.
Yeah. But, you know, of course, you know, if this the U.S.-China situation gets escalated, I'm still gonna worry about, because, you know, for example, you know, immigrant policies, right?
Mm.
You know, if they are limited study abroad students visa, they give not a very favorable, you know, immigration policies, they're gonna impact on the total customer size, you know, the populations in the United States. Of course, it's going to impact our business. But, you know, we'll see. You know, we just get ready.
Alex told us that a lot of times, the keywords that people use when talking or posting about Yummy Buy are not even related to the products. It's not just about satisfying a food craving. It's a cure for their homesickness.
It's about, you know, a lot of keywords like home and like a missing home or whatever. So, you know, this is something comfort for them. They can buy, you know, the product from their home country. This means, you know, they can comfort them, you know, in the foreign countries. You know, they sometimes, you know, when they missing their home, they're missing their parents, they want to buy, you know, the product they used to have when they are in China. So this is, I think, it's sometimes it's beyond these products. It's something in the next level.
Yeah, are there cases where customers buy like a lot of a specific product, or, you know, like,
you know, for example, you know, for right now it's the mooncake season, right? So all my customers are crazy about, you know, the mooncake. You know some of the mooncake, you know, when they imported from China, you know, include all the tariffs and everything. The logistics is over $100. I just like, I'm not gonna spend $100 on some cake, but a lot of my customers actually spend this money on mooncake just because, you know, this is a holiday to, you know, to enjoy mooncake, to, you know, miss their parents when they have in their childhood. You know, they tend to buy, you know, bulk, not just sort of one package. So yes.
Would you splurge just for a taste of home? I know I definitely would. As a Singaporean in Hong Kong, I've definitely paid way more than I should have just for a taste of a bowl of authentic laksa. The emotions associated with food are powerful. Deep down, these complex emotions of comfort, homesickness, loneliness, happiness are what fuels businesses like Yummy Buy to get a taste of home away from home. Speaking of mooncakes and the Mid-Autumn Festival, we have a new episode about the history of mooncakes and their modern variations on our food and culture podcast, Eat Drink Asia.
So Bernice is pulling out, she's got a KFC bucket full of small mooncakes, little
This is durian.
Oh, yep.
Where the hosts dive into the behind-the-scenes story of Asian food that's gone global. Again, it's Eat Drink Asia. If you love food, subscribe. You won't regret it. By the way, in this podcast, we've mentioned Alibaba, and we'd like to point out that Alibaba is the parent company of the South China Morning Post. This episode is produced and edited by Yang Yang. We would like to thank Alex Zhou of Yummy Buy for coming on our podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, do rate us on iTunes and subscribe to us on Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere you listen to your podcast. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, my handle is @Zensu. And if you'd like to read more tech stories happening on this side of the world, head on to scmp.com/tech. See you in 2 weeks.